Given that this is a COP that's focused on climate finance, it's very important that Indigenous peoples are able to influence the decisions around finance. Climate finance can become the next assault for Indigenous peoples if it is not directly supporting their efforts as land guardians, as Indigenous peoples on the forefront of climate change, who are already creating their own adaptation, who are already creating their own ways of combating climate. I think that for us as Indigenous people, it's very important that there is direct financing to Indigenous peoples in territory, that we are the designers of some of those solutions. It's important for us to emphasize our traditional knowledge and how that traditional knowledge is science, and it has a proven track record of looking at how we can advance sustainable livelihoods, how we can protect our food security, and how we can continue to live in balance on this planet that we share. And I think that those are some of the efforts that collectively Indigenous peoples are advocating for at this COP. A second major issue is really to look at how the world and how states are looking at the transition to renewable energy on Indigenous peoples' lands and territories. First and foremost, it has to uphold a human rights approach. It has to look at Indigenous peoples' rights to lands and territories, and it has to ensure that there is justice in this transition.